Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. Little Foreigner bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Eva, tell us how we can find you online.
Very easy, www.taxmama.com.
Taxmama.com.
T-A-X-M-A-M-A.
Been telling you about that website for 12 and a half years, and you got a lot of new stuff there. Something different up every day just about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I do a daily tax quip, which I send out every morning, and Ask Tax Mama on Friday, and there are articles and ebooks and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and you can find her contribution to us on our website as well, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find Eva's suite there right on our homepage, right off of our homepage. Eva, the books are still available wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, actually, we're coming out with a new edition of Small Business Taxes Made Easy in December.
All right.
So wait, because it's going to be a really terrific book with to-dos and everything
All
else.
Right. And we'll get you back to remind us when that's coming out. Eva, let's talk some more. I want to get to the silly tax laws in a minute, but before we do that, a couple of things. I want you to tell us a couple more ways to pay the taxes that we owe that when we don't have the money, and also how we can. Who do we need to contact if we need help?
Okay, first of all, there is another way, because not everybody has money right now to even enough money to make payments or to do an installment agreement or an offer in compromise. IRS has a status called currently not collectible. If you absolutely can't make payments, IRS, believe it or not, will put your payments on hold until you can.
Really?
And so you will have to prove, just like you did with the offer, that you have no income, that you cannot pay it.
Right.
And IRS will help you. They'll put it on hold.
Similar to the offer and compromise that you mentioned earlier.
This is separate from the offer and compromise. You know what? One of the things that I'm doing is I am teaching tax professionals how to deal with this on cpelink.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to cpelink.com/teamtaxmama, we are doing classes on this. And, in fact, we're going to talk about how to do an offer and compromise next week, I guess, on the 1st mm-hmm. of November. And it is a heck of a lot cheaper. We're teaching tax professionals. You can take the class. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than going to a tax professional to whom you're going to pay $3,000 or $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this for less than $100. And learn to do it yourself, because most of the work you're going to be doing yourself anyway.
Now, this currently not collectible, how long will they put that on hold?
It depends on your finances and your situation and your age and if you're going to...
Do they suspend the interest and penalties?
The interest and penalties continue.
Yeah.
Okay? But you're not going to be hearing from them.
But the rule of thumb is that if you go very long, a year or more, the interest and penalties become as much as the tax.
They can, but if you absolutely don't have the money and you have no other alternative, let it go.
Can you convert from currently not collectible to an offer and compromise in the future?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so that would be a good strategy, it seems to me.
Yeah, and you can even convert to an installment agreement later on.
Right.
But you can definitely do an offer and compromise later when you start getting a little bit better.
So the bottom line is there are options, and you might want to try to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Truthful. You got to be truthful, not creative in the mythical way, but you got to tell the truth. You got to give them the real things. You don't want to go lying to the government, or giving them bad information, but you can be a little creative, and there are options. What you're telling us is there are worse things than owing taxes, and that is not telling the government that you owe them.
That's right. Not telling the government, not filing, and definitely do not lie. There is jail time, and IRS is very happy to publicize your jail time.
Right. Hey, Eva, what's the silliest tax law out there that we need to get rid of?
Well, one of the things that I've seen is in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky, they've just instituted something where They're charging sales taxes on breakfast bars because they think they're candy.
You mean food's not taxed in Kentucky?
Well, breakfast cereals with exactly the same ingredients as the breakfast bars aren't taxed.
The horror, Eva. How do people live in Kentucky with that kind of a tax? I can't imagine that. Hey, Eva, give us the website again, please.
www.taxmama.com.
Don't buy your breakfast bars in Kentucky, folks. They'll tax the heck out of you. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a founding member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.